今日私あ今日の特別メッセンジャーをご紹介します。よろしいですか。
We have a we want to introduce
Michiko 先生
pastor. Her name is Michiko Nishi, and she's from. I want to just give a. Probably she will tell you about herself as well, but I also want to share a little bit.
皆さん、あの、前に聞いたことあるかもしれない。私の牧師先生です。
So she is my pastor.
私がまだ10代の時に初めてお会いしました。
I met her when I was still in my teens.
まだクリスチャンになりたての時に。
And I had just become a Christian.
で、本当に西先生のご主人の信之先生と、あの、まあ、開拓伝道というか、教会を狭山でしていました。
And, I was planting a church with her and her husband in 狭山。
もういろんなことを学びました。
I learned so many things from both of them.
日曜学校、何々学校、いろんなことをしました。
I taught Sunday school, I went around in a bus, I did all everything.
一番の楽しみはですね、
土曜日の晩に行って、美味しい夕食と美味しい朝
食、美味しい昼食、もう本当にもう、先生、本当に右も左も分からないところに、本当に導いてくださいました。
And they really, I was a new Christian and they really led me.
あれから40年経
ちました。
こうしてこの水谷に西先生、西子先生を迎えることを本当に感謝します。
It's such a privilege and a joy to be able to welcome her. She's been here before to worship with us, but it's actually the first time she's going to be sharing a message with us, so it's just an honor to have her.
感謝です。
Let's please welcome her. She is really young, but she has a little bit of weak knee, so she might sit down in the middle of a message. We're going to let her decide what she wants to do.
本当に今日皆様にお会いできて嬉しく思っております。
I'm really so happy that I could see all of you today.
かわいいお子さんたちがたくさんいらっしゃってね、
so many cute children in this church.
胸がワクワクするような教会です、ね、
And just, my heart is kind of excited to be here.
今あの大体日本の教会の平均的に見ると年齢層が高くなっていますね。
So in most churches in Japan, the average age is actually rather high, but well, a lot of old people in the church, Japanese churches.
老人ホームをね、あの、訪問したり、老人伝道を考えなくちゃいけないというような、そんな雰囲気の日本の教会の、理想ですけれども、この教会に来ると本当に希望が湧いてきます。
It's kind of like an old person's home, and we go to old people's homes to share the gospel, but when I come to this church, there are many young people and children, so it's really exciting. Praise God, amen. Let's read the word of God together.
ヘブル人への手紙の11章1節。さて、信仰とは望んでいる事柄を確信し、まだ見ていない事実を確認することである。
From Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.Now faith is assurance of things hoped for, a conviction of things not seen.
私がこの教会に来るたびに人数が増えてるんですね。
And whenever I come to this church, each time there's more and more people here.
多分今日が4回目だと思うんですけれども、どんどんどんどん増えて、私は何の名前を聞いてももう覚えられなくなりました。
This is probably my fourth time here, but there's more and more people, so it's really hard to remember everybody's name.
先日も3人の方が洗礼を受けられたということを聞いて、ハレルヤと叫びました。
So I heard that three people got baptized a week or two ago, and I just shouted Hallelujah! Amen.
本当にこの教会の成長は私の心の中に大きな喜びであり、望みであります。
So it's really my hope and my joy to watch this church grow.
それで私は本当にこの若い 洗礼を受けたばかりのクリスチャンとか、そして若い方たちに今日は焦点を当てさせていただきましてね、まあ、ほとんどの方は若いんですから皆さんそれだけなんだと思うんですけどもね、焦点を当てさせまして、私 の, あのお明かしをさせていただきたいと思います。
So, I kind of want to keep focus on、younger people or people who are newer in their faith, and I would like to share about my life and、share from my testimony with all of you today.
私は19歳の時に洗礼を受けました。
I was baptized when I was 19.
もう本当に奇跡的に信じられないようなことが起こって、父と私と同時に救われるという体験を持たせています。
So、it was really a miracle, and me and my father、were saved, became a Christian at the same time.
私は今何歳になっているかと言いますと、ちょっと日本人は普通年は言わないんですね。女性は特に年は言わない。
So, how old do you think I am? And usually Japanese people don't tell you how old they are, especially Japanese older women don't tell people how old they are. However,
この近くにケニー・ジョセフ先生というとても元気のいいミッショナリーがおられました。
used to be a missionary near here, called Kenny Joseph.
その先生は私に時々電話をかけて、もうアメリカに帰られたんですけどね、日本にいる間に時々電話をかけてこられました。
He has already gone back to the States, but while he was in Japan, sometimes he used to give me a call on the phone.
そしてこの先生はいつもですね、お元気ですか、兄先生って言って、その次の言葉、何歳になりました
he told me and he always used to say, how are you, Michiko sensei? And right after that, he said, how old are you now anyway?
長い間頑張ってるね、先生だね。
You've really been working for God and just on fire for God for a long time, haven't you?
そして、私はバカ正直ですから本当の年を言うんですね。
I'm just honest. She didn't exactly say that, but I'll just change the tiny bit. I'm honest, and so I would just say truthfully how old I am.
先生バカだよ。そんな本当の年を言うもんじゃない
って。So then Joseph would say to me, "Oh, that's so foolish. You're not supposed to say your real age."
アメリカでは。私たちは35歳以上女の人は取らないんだ
よ。Well, in the States, if a woman is asked her age, she never says above 35.
でも私は今日誇りを持ってね、私は今先週お誕生日を迎えましたのでね、82歳になりました。
Last week, I was actually 82 years old, so we can English people can clap.
まあ私はその19歳で救われて82歳に至るまで本当に長い旅路をこのイエスキリストと共に歩んで歩ませていただいてきたんです、
ね。So if you think about the time that I was saved when I was 19, all the way up to today when I'm 82, it's been such a long journey with Christ.
私が救われたのは大阪の日本キリスト教団の教会でしたが、非常におとなしい静かな上品な教会でした。
I was saved at a church in the Kansai area, and it was a really traditional, quiet Japanese church.
私はまあその教会で満足しておりましたが、東京に引っ越すことになりましたので、東京に来まして、賑やかな元気のいい教会に導かれました。
I was really very satisfied when I was in that church, but then I came to Tokyo and God led me to a more lively church.
けれども私はこの教会あまり好きじゃなかったんです、ね、
But I didn't really like that new church.
ですからどうしても信仰が育っていかない、嫌だなこの教会嫌だなと思いながら行ってるものですから、全然信仰が育っていかない。
So while I was going to this more lively church, I didn't really like it. And in my heart, I kept thinking, oh, this is not good. Oh, I don't like this. And my heart was like that, so I couldn't receive the grace that God had for me there.
ですからもう10年近くね、私はヨタヨタヨタヨタとクリスチャン生活を歩んでおります。
So for about 10 years, I really didn't grow in my faith because my heart was like that.
しかしある日突然あることが起こって、神様は私の信仰を一度にですね、ガッと引き上げてくださる経験をさせ、そして私を進学校へとやがて送り込んでしまったんです。
西木先生、私の頼みはそれほど良くないか思い出せないかもしれない。I try. 間違ったら教えてください。She said a lot of things, so I'm trying to remember. So, but one day I had an experience that really changed my life, and it was such a powerful experience. I'm really experiencing the presence of God, and from that.I also was called to go to the Bible college.
私は進学校に入って3年間の学びを得て、そして本当に私は、あまり熱心ないい学生ではなかったと思います。本当にあまり勉強することが好きじゃなかったのでね、あまりいい学生じゃなかったと思うんですけれども、とにかく卒業させてもらいました。
So, I was at the Bible College for 3 years, and I wasn't such a great student. I didn't really like to study, but I attended my classes, and I went to the college for 3 years, and I was able to graduate.
それで卒業と同時に、私は結婚をすることになりまして、北海道の札幌の教会の牧師をしております西信之と結婚することになりました。
And at the same time that I graduated from the Bible College, I also got married to my husband, who is Nobuyuki Sensei from 西信之先生 from 札幌北海道。
まあ、結婚というと普通の人はね、もうほかほかっとあったかい、そしてスイートな気分で結婚生活を始めると思うんですけれども、
Most people, I don't know what she's going to say. Most people, when they get married, their heart is warm and they're looking forward to their married life together.
まあ、私たちは本当に愛し合って結婚したんですけれども、
We really loved each other. However,
しかしその結婚生活が始まったときに、もう私は本当にあまりにもこう違う世界に入れられたような気持ちで非常に苦しみました。
We really loved each other. However, right after we got married, I was like transferred to a life that was so totally different from everything thatI had known before. It was very difficult for me.
この最初の結婚して5年間というのは、私にとっては人生で一番大変な時期だったかもしれません。
Probably the first 5 years of my marriage were the most difficult years of my whole life.
主人が悪いというわけじゃない。
It wasn't that there was something wrong with my husband. However,
この環境があまりにも過酷だったと言ってもいいかもしれない。
But the environment, the new place where I was living was so totally different from everything I had known before.
毎日雪が、もう3月でしたけど、まだ雪がこんなに積もってたんですね。
Well, I went in March, but even so, it snowed and snowed, and there was just so much snow on the ground.
そして本当に私たちはその特別なその重荷を持って生きてるわけですよね、伝道牧会という。
And we also were living in Hokkaido in Sapporo with a passion and in a way a burden because we went there to share the gospel.
私と主人は信仰のこの程度があまりにも違ってたと思う。
My own faith and my husband's faiththere was a great difference in level in our faith.
私は割合無邪気な、割合この、まあ、予的だったかもしれません。
It's hard to translate for her because she's saying her faith was so weak. Maybe at that time I didn't know her then, but compared to her husband, she felt like her faith was so weak.
主人は非常に、なんていう、清らかな、光栄な、信仰を持っている牧師でした。
My husband was really a pastor with such a, I'm so on fire for God.
ですから、それに合わせるには、いろいろなことで
So it was really difficult for me to match up with him. This, he was so on fire for God, and to kind of keep up with him was really difficult.
そのうちにもう一つ大きな問題が起こってきました。
And then there was another big problem that happened.
それは経済的な問題。
It was a problem of finance.
私はもちろん覚悟して牧師と結婚しました。
Of course, I gave up and put down all my past and I married a pastor.
その当時は日本全体が非常に貧しい時代だったんですね。もう50年前の。
It was more than 50 years ago, and so if you think about the history of Japan, it was a very poor time when Japan all over was a poor country.
車もないし。
There were no cars.
電話だってないし。
Not even telephone.
ですから貧しいってことはそんなに私は考えてなかった。
So I wasn't really thinking about what would my life be like if I was poor because I was poor already.
けれども実際に私がその教会に入ってそして生活をしていくときにこれはただならない貧しさだと思ったんです。
But after I got married and we started serving in the church in Hokkaido, I was shocked.At how poor we were and what my life was like.
初めてのお給料袋をいただきました。
I got our first salary from the church.
けれども、それは1週間経ったらもう空っぽになります。
But even after just one week, if we were already out of money.
私は一体どうやって明日から食べていけばいいんだろう。
So I thought, how are we going to eat from tomorrow?
主人に相談するわけにもいきません。
So I didn't feel like I could talk with my husband about this.
必ず主人は祈りなさいって言って。
And it was because he would just say, just pray about it. I didn't want him to say that to me, so I didn't ask him.
もう主人が私の相談相手ではないかのように思われましたので、私はただひたすらに、明日からどうしたらいいんだろう、明日からどうしたらいいんだろう、と一人で悩み始めました。
So,I knew that he wouldn't be someone who I could talk to because he would just say to pray. So I just, every day I said, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do tomorrow? And my life suffering like that by myself began.
ところがその何もなくなったその日、教会の日でしたけれども。
But on the day that there was...Really and truly, nothing left. It was a day of prayer meeting. 夕方になって
一人の姉妹がものすごい荷物を担いで、あたふたと教会に駆け込んできました。
There was one Christian lady in our church who came with this big amount of stuff on her back, and she came to the church.
私は子供の施設で、食事の係の働きをしてるんですけれども、もう最近の子供は本当にわがままで。コッペパンは嫌だとか牛乳は嫌だとかもういっぱい手もつけずに残すんですよもうもったいなくてもったいなくて私はこれをなんか今日ここに持ってきてしまいました
So the lady came with all this stuff on her back and she said Nowadays children are so selfish and they leave their food they don't eat everything at the school
At
the
school
So the children in an institution didn't eat all their food, so she brought it all to church, different things to drink and bread and many different things to eat.
私はもう本当に感謝してね、ありがとうございますとそれを受け取って、もう本当に。
So I was really, really hungry, and I was just so grateful to her for bringing this food. And I just ate to my empty stomach all this bread and milk, and I just ate.
でも毎日毎日パンと牛乳パンと牛乳毎日毎日食べてると本当にあ肉が食べたい。
Is this the story of Exodus Redux? After I ate the milk and drank the milk and ate the bread after every day milk and every day bread, I started to think, I don't want to eat bread and milk anymore. I want to have some meat.
私は本当にその失礼自分との失礼人そのものを言ってるようなそんな感じでした。
So it was really like the story of the Exodus.
そして、私が肉が食べたいって思ってたその矢先に、ある日主人が夕方訪問に行ってた主人が戻ってまいりまして、
So, on the day that I was saying, oh, I just really wish I could have some meat, my husband, I came back from the day and he came back home.
今日、ダレダレ君を訪問したところ、彼が今日は給料日だったそうで、で彼はこの、何ですか、ソーセージとかハムとか、ベーコンとかを作っている会社で働いている方なんですけれども。
So there was a man in our church who worked at a place that made like sausage and different types of meat, and it was this man's day off, so he came to the church.
彼は給料日にはいつもお給料の他に、この実物支給というのがあって、このお給料をちょっと少なくしてその分この作ったものをあげるというそういう会社だったらしいんですね。
So he worked in I don't understand all the words.
He worked at the company. The company not only gives the salary but the day they give the sausage and ham to the workers.
それで、そのたくさんのソーセージとかハムとかを主人がバッと台所のテーブルの上に広げたんです。
So my husband just opened up his bag and there was all these sausages and different types of meat that he put on our table.
私は本当にハレルヤ。
So I just praised the Lord, hallelujah. I was just、
まあ、そのことがあって以来私はもうさほど貧乏は苦にならなくなりました。あ、神様はこんなに何とかしてくださるんだから心配するのはね、よそうと思ったんです、ね。
So from that day, I realized that I don't need to worry anymore. I don't need to be afraid of being poor. God will certainly provide everything that I need.
ところがある時間が経っていきまして、私たちの家庭に
A little bit of a time passed and our son was born and we had a baby in our house.
子供が生まれるっていうことは本当に嬉しい嬉しいね。
A birth of a baby is such a time of celebration and it's such a time to be so joyful.
けれどもこの子供の出産はもちろん私たちにとってものすごい嬉しい時でしたけれども、この子は大変な肉体的な問題を抱えて生まれてきました。
On the day of our son's birth, of course we were so, we were rejoicing, but at the same time, he had a lot of physical problems when he was born.
詳しいことを言ってた時間がなくなりますので、とにかく大変な問題を抱えて、もうその生まれて1ヶ月目から病院がいる。
It would take a long time to explain all of the problems that he had physically, but anyway, after 1 month, I needed to start going back and forth all the time to the hospital.
私は本当にただでさえ貧しい中にこの子の治療費とかいろいろなことがたくさん加算できまして、本当に、心がだんだんだんだんこうしぼんでいくようなそういう気持ちになります。
So, as I said, we were really poor, and now I have this baby with all these, kind of extraordinary physical needs, and living life like that, my heart started to, the hope in my heart started to get weaker and weaker.
まあ私は一番つらい時期を過ごしていた時に、私は電車で通えば簡単なんです、タクシーでバスで通えばいいんですけど、私はそのお金がなかったので病院まで歩いて子供を背負って通ってたんですね。
Of course, if you can go somewhere by train or by bus or something, it's not too bad. But I didn't have the money for a bus or a train, so I put the child on my back and I walked back and forth to the hospital.
その本当につらい道のりを毎日歩いているうちに、まあ、最初はね、神様にそのうち癒してくださる、ああやってパンを与えてくださって、ああやって肉を与えてくださって、私が祈ると、神様は本当にいつもいつも満たしてくださったんだから、そのうち神様は何とかしてくださる。
So, in the beginning, when I started this, journey, this time going every day to the hospital. In the beginning, I had hope and I prayed and I said, God, just like you provided the bread and the milk to me, and just like you provided the meat to me when we needed it, I really have faith and I believe that you will provide my needs. However,
けれどもこの度はなかなか祈りは聞かれない。子供のその状態は依然として全然良くならない。
But even though I prayed and I kept going to the hospital every day, my son's physical problems didn't get better at all.
私は毎日毎日病院に通いながら、だんだんだんだんと私の肩はますます重たくなってきて、ある時は子供はギブスの中に入って、そのギブスの入った子を送らなければいけないので、20キロぐらいの重さを担ぐことになるんですね。
So, my son needed to be in a brace, and the, between the boy and the brace, it was like at least 20.kilograms. So I was carrying him on my back, and just it got heavier and heavier as I was going back and forth to the hospital with him on my back.
私はある日、もう本当にもう耐えられなくなって、この肩の重さに耐えられなくなって、私はもうその場にもう道の真ん中に座り込んでしまいそうになってね。
So one day it was just got to be too much for me, and I just She had just a feeling in her heart like I just want to sit down here right in the middle of the road here on the way to the hospital.
神様、私は一生懸命にこの伝道者として本当に身を捧げて神様に仕えているつもりです。
God, it's my intention to share your gospel. It's my intention to give my life to sharing the word of God.
でもご覧なさい、神様。世の中の人たち、神様を知らない人たちはあんなに豊かに悠々と生きてるじゃありませんか。
But God, please look. Look at all these people who aren't living for you, but they're living an abundant life, aren't they?
なのに私は交通費もないためにこのような思い、辛い思いをして毎日病院に通っている
。 But look at me, Lord. I don't have enough money to ride a train or a bus, and I'm carrying this child with the heavy brace on his legs. Look at me, Lord.
私はもう、やっと突っ込みたかった。
I wanted to just scream. Oh, I can't take it anymore.
その時で私は本当に不思議な体験をいたしました。
Well, right then, I had an amazing experience.
私はそれまで幻を見たとか、なんかそういうことを、神秘的なことを聞くのはあまり好きじゃありません。自分でもそういうのを求めたこともありませんでした。
Well, until that day, I had never really thoughtto experience like a supernatural dream from God or a vision from God. I didn't really like those things, and I had never tried to seek them. But that day, I saw a very clear vision from God.
Yes, 様が十字架を担いで、そして私の前を生きていて。
Jesus was carrying his cross and he was walking before me. I died for you. I was killed for you. At that moment, my eyes were opened.
I was so really, really, really 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 really上を見上げることもしないで、下ばっかり見つめて、たぼたぼと歩いていたんじゃないか。
I've been a fool. All I've been looking at as I walk is the ground. I've been looking down and at all my problems. I haven't lifted up my eyes and looked at God at all.
私はその時本当に、私も本当に信仰の勇者たちが持ったような信仰、聖書の中に。彼はこの神すなわち死人を生かし、無からは無から有を呼び出される神を信じたのであるという言葉があります。
So at that time, I remembered the word of God that says that God created the world out of nothing.
無から有を起こさせる神が私に 素晴らしいことをしてくださらないはずが
I knew that the God who created the world out of nothing would not be a God who wouldn't be seeing me and wouldn't fulfill all my needs.
私はその時すっきりと立ち上がってもう肩の重荷も何も感じずにねもうさっさと歩いているようにな
る。 And at that time I just stood up and I put my son on my back and I just walked to the hospital and it didn't feel heavy at all anymore.
もうそれから間もなく息子の足はだんだんと解放に。
And from that time, slowly but surely, my son's legs were healed.It was a battle that I, a struggle that I had to fight for 4 years. However,
そしてそのやっとこの赤みが出始めた頃、主人が私に降りて話があると言ってきました。
Just finally, things are looking good, and then my husband came to talk to me.
そういう話をね、なかなか二人でするような時間がなかった私はちょっと体をこわばらせてね、一体何がこれから起こるのかと思った。
So, I wasn't used to, we didn't usually sit down and talk, so I was kind of prepared, like, what's he going to say?
僕はもうだいぶ前からだけど、ずっと悩んでいることが。
And my husband said to me,It's been quite a while, but actually I've been suffering for quite a while.
説教の準備をするたびに、聖書研究の学びをするたびに、もう僕は苦しくて苦しくてしょうがない。
So when I prepare a message with the Word of God, and as I'm studying the Word of God, I have so much trouble in my heart that I can't stand it. I can't, no longer can endure.
自分が本当に聖書の知識が浅い。そしていろいろな知らないことが多すぎる。
My knowledge of the Bible is too shallow, and there are too many things that I don't know. That's what her husband said to her.
それが僕の今の苦しみで、僕は本当にもっと学ばなければ、僕は本当に多くのクリスチャンたちに御言葉を十分に与えることができないんだ。
So, as I am right now, I can't share the word of God in the way that I need to share it with, and teach Christians, teach young Christians. So he really loved the word of God and he really wanted to share the word of God. And I also had that same, feeling.
私たちが今何をするということができるんでしょうか。
But I thought that's true. But what can we do about that? So, and there's a slight pause. As I was wondering, that's true. But what could we do about it? My husband said,
僕はアメリカに留学に行きた
い。I want to go to the United States and study the Word of God.
費用の目当てはあるんですか?
We don't have any money.
主人はありません。
My husband said, no, we don't do it.
じゃあ、どうする
の? I said to him, well then, what should we do?
これから祈って、できるだけのことをしていきますと。
So he said,Let's pray and let's do what we can do. Amen.
まあ一体いくらぐらいね、アメリカに留学して、そして5年間なりの学びをするのにどれだけのお金がいるかわかりません。私にはもうそれはもう想像もつかない世界の出来事。
So we were going to go to the States and he was going to study there, but it was just.Absolutely more than I could even imagine to be able to have enough money to do that. For 5 years, go to the States and for half his study.
それで私は、まあそんな私にはとても考えられないことですけれども、でもあなたが神様から与えられたビジョンだというならば、